Hachette Audio presents A Grown-Up Kind of Pretty, written and read by Jocelyn Jackson. Dedication for Angela and Jenny, the girls at the end of the world. Prologue. Big. My daughter Liza put her heart in a silver box and buried it under the willow tree in our backyard, or as close to under that tree as she could, anyway. The thick web of roots shunted her off to the side, to the place where the willow's long fingers trailed down. They swept back and forth across the troubled earth, helping Liza smooth away the dig marks. It was foolish. There's no way to hide things underground in Mississippi. Our rich, wet soil turns every winter burial into a spring planting. Over the years, Liza's heart, small and cold and broken as it was, grew into a host of secrets that could ruin us all and cost us Mosey, Liza's own little girl. I can't blame Liza, though. She was young and hurt, and she did the best she could. And after all, I'm the damn fool who went and dug it up. I should have known better. I was turning 45, and that meant it was a trouble year. Every 15 years, God flicks at us with one careless finger, and we spin helplessly off into the darkness. I'd known that Old Testament-style plagues of Egypt would be stalking my family the second that December ticked over into January. Now, I try not to be overly superstitious. I like black cats about as much as I like any other color cat. And I'll